Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio 108 FM, the last on your dial, but first in your heart, and that's the truth, Root. Here I am, am I here? You know it, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the Taruk Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Tickets are now available at wavefarm.org/drive-in for an unforgettable drive-in event with Negative Land and Sue C., Matt Most, and Rodney Allen Greenblatt opening. Turn out for Negative Land's legendary sound collage and real-time cinema with Sue C., along with Matt Moe's renowned electronic music and sampling culture. This and so much more at the Greenville Drive-In, Friday, May 31st. All to support Wave Farm and WGXE. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now. Drive-In is all one word at wavefarm.org/drive-in.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Bernsey's Multimedia Services, providing the Hudson Valley with a variety of video production services, including help to keep those wedding memories fresh. For more information, visit BernseyMedia.com or call them at 518-860-2751 or email BernseyMMS@gmail.com, BURNSYMMS@gmail.com.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Beth R. in Acre, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 21st, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Defense witness Robert Costello, a lawyer who advised Michael Cohen, is expected to resume his testimony today in the Trump New York criminal hush money trial. That from CNN. They report the defense doesn't expect to call any more witnesses after Costello, suggesting that the former president will not testify in his defense. CNN notes it was a dramatic day in court as the judge, Juan Merchan, briefly cleared the courtroom after a heated exchange with Costello over his behavior on the stand. The defense also called for a dismissal of charges. Next to Oregon, a state poised to distribute funds for early childhood learning and literacy. More from Eric Tegadoff.
In 2023, lawmakers passed the Early Literacy Success Initiative, in part because only about half of the state's students were proficient in reading through third grade. School districts have since applied for grants with the Oregon Department of Education, and funds are expected soon. Dr. Marina Merrill with the Children's Institute says the investments are exciting because brains develop faster in a person's first 8 years of life than at any other point.
Those years are just so critical, especially that 90% of a child's brain is developed by the age of five. Yet, most of our investments in young children start at age five.
Grant applications from more than 200 districts and charter schools have focused on building a capacity for early literacy through professional development and coaching. The Children's Institute is holding a webinar tomorrow about the state's investments in evidence-based early learning practices.
And in Indiana, rural Noble County is expanding a shared-cost child care program to more Northeast Indiana families.
The TriShare program distributes expenses among parents, employers, and county government. Its goal is to assist working parents increase affordability and boost community well-being and economic stability. Jenna Anderson with Noble County Early Childhood Coalition says the popularity of the program is starting to catch on.
We actually are planning to expand this program regionally. We recently received some funding from the Strategic Development Commission in Northeast Indiana, and that funding is specifically to expand the TriShare program regionally. So it's only going to get better from here.
Anderson notes some employers are developing their own solutions after losing staff due to child care issues. While the program doesn't solve the larger capacity problem, it helps with immediate affordability and staff retention. This story was produced with original reporting from Victoria Leem for Working Nation. I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
The TriShare program assists working parents, particularly single and dual-income households. This is Public News Service. As Congress prepares to start work on a new farm bill this week, hunters and anglers say billions of dollars in investments in private lands conservation are at stake.
Farm bill expired last year but was given a one-year extension until this September 30th. It's an omnibus multi-year law that governs agricultural and food programs, including habitat conservation. Mark Kenyon, an avid hunter and angler, says the outcome of the bill is crucial for access to lands and waterways in Illinois and other Midwestern states.
Historically, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, these states had prairie, these states had oak savannas, a lot of open ground, the kind of habitat that supports a lot of wildlife, and most of that has disappeared, transformed by agriculture.
The last five-year farm bill was approved in 2018, but a renewal effort stalled in Congress last year. The House Agriculture Committee is scheduled to begin marking up the bill later this week. Mark Richardson reporting.
And for folks in Pennsylvania on the hunt for employment opportunities, the Keystone State offers a favorable landscape. More from Danielle Smith.
The state's jobless rate stayed at a record low of 3.4% in April, better than the national rate of 3.9%. Mesa Martaza with Keystone Research says this positive trend has been ongoing for months, with the rate hovering between 3.2% and 3.4% over the past year. He adds the job market is recovering from COVID years and workers are starting to gain a bit more power in the labor market.
Low unemployment rate that persists like that gives workers more leverage in the job market individually and together as well, creating more buying power. We've also seen in conjunction with the low persistent unemployment rate last 12 months, real wages have started to go up.
Martaza adds that inflation has started to come back under control and the persistence of the effect is helping the labor market recover.
Finally, from Nadia Ramlagan, as West Virginia leads a group of states in a lawsuit against the EPA's new emissions rules for power plants, a recent analysis highlights the voting records of the state's political leaders when it comes to environmental issues.
Jim Coatson with the West Virginia chapter of Sierra Club says the group's legislative scorecard shows nine state lawmakers consistently voted against environmental protection, with one even voting against their own leadership to take anti-environment stances. But he adds a surprising number of lawmakers have a strong track record for environmental protection.
We were able to identify 10 legislators that had voted pro-environment at least 80% of the time.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find the trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, May 21st. Local early morning temperatures range from 54 degrees in Medusa to 62 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 60 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be high. Today is going to get pretty warm. Mostly sunny skies usher in a high of 86 around 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures drop to 65 degrees. Open up those windows and cool things off. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high of 89 at 3 p.m. Nightfall brings rainfall and chances for thunder. A low of 66 is expected. Thursday will be rainy all day with a high of 80. Friday, things dry out and we get a high of 79. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:13 a.m., low tide at 8:51 a.m., high tide again at 2:32 p.m., and low tide once again at 8:50 p.m. Those times are for Hudson, so if you're north of that, high and low tide arrival will occur after these times, and if you are south of that, high and low tide arrival will occur earlier. Sunset today will be at 8 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:24 a.m. Looking way up, I got a classic I'm trying to bring back. We got Object 2024 JZ6 flying by Earth on Thursday. It'll come within 6 million kilometers and at 258 meters wide, has enough force to eliminate a country the size of, let's say, Argentina. X-class flare chances are at 10%. Plasma winds will be slow at 360 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 MHz till dark, then fair below 60 MHz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 124, and this has been the better weather for Tuesday, May 21st, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and today, for the next hour, we're going to listen to different types of radio. Mental radio, transistor radio, elephant radio, weather radio, the devil's radio, border radio, Mexican radio, pirate radio, mosque radio, Ben's radio, magic transistor radio, shortwave radio, late night radio, passport radio, Mr. Radio, new radio, and radio radio. Stay tuned.
radio. She takes it everywhere we go. She takes it when we go out a walking, even to a movie show. One out just last night in the pale moonlight, I asked her for a kiss. But instead of hearing her whisper sweet words of love, all that I could hear was this.
Love might owl, 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 hand. It made my poor heart sing. It was the sweetest hand I've held for ages and a kiss.
I went round to the house where my baby lived to ask her for a date. There I was, walking up the garden path around about a half past eight. When I heard a sound, made my poor heart pound. It stopped me in my stride. I seemed to hear the voice of another guy coming from inside.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight, but no one to call. Maybe that's because you're 11 feet tall. All the world's a stage, they say. I've often heard that said. But I don't have a wooden heart. I have a wooden head.
I'd like to take a transistor radio and throw it in the deep blue sea. I'm so jealous of her transistor radio, 'cause it takes her mind off me. I said, oh baby, please be mine. I want you for my own. Tell me, is your love for somebody else, or is it for me alone? It's also for Nagayo Gookie of British Honduras, Umbongo Apple Durian of New Guinea, and Fred Glockenlocker of British West Hartlepool. I swore to her that I would be always true and love her all the while. And on that oh so happy day in May, I took her down the aisle. Now do you take this man to be your loving husband? The preacher softly said. But he never heard you say I do, 'cause this is what he heard instead.
Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah. Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah.
You told me you were just 18 on the telephone. I thought that you meant 18 years, but you meant 18 stone, big fat mama. We went to spend our honeymoon down on the island of Capri. I found ourselves a very small hotel, as quiet as could be. But when I got up to our room upon our wedding night, this is the sound that reached my ears as I switched out the light.
Darling.
Here, where's the radio?
Music he wants.
Thank you.
have to call me Stalin or even Mao Zedong, 'cause I'm far too young. My rising sign is Capricorn, is that surprising? You know that I was born so very soft and easygoing. I make no trouble at all. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and the devil's radio. Tentacles are bland, it's like a weevil. It burrows through the land and everybody smiles. Everybody smiles. Michael, don't you know someday a spike will grow right through the woodwork and come out through your palm? We was listening, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and the devil's radio. Sets on the devil. Sun sets on the west. He's listening to the FM talk show. It's what he loves the best. Talking through a bimbo, but don't touch that dial or that hateful smile. Kate said the flowers of intolerance and hatred are blooming kind of early this year. Someone's been watering them. We was listening, ah, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and not the devil's radio. Na 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 na, and the devil's radio.
Listen. Burung, burung, benz. sat up in his open window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio. As he made his way, he could hear something once again. There was that transistor up on the same tree. Then, from inside of it came a strange voice.
Thank you. Yeah, come away. ask for.